Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Your players work hard to get on base. Once they're there, take care of them. Your base coaches can make or break your team. Base coaches can send base runners to an early death or squeeze in runners who wouldn't otherwise score. Many teams don't take base coaching seriously. I've seen teams that don't even realize nobody is coaching third until one of their base runners rounds second to find, much to his horror, that there's nobody at third to tell him whether to stop, slide, or head on home. The base coaches are the eyes and ears of the base runners, and many games are won or lost because a base coach does a good job or a poor job. But with a lot of teams, base coaches are simply the last two batters of the previous inning. This is an invitation for tragedy. Ideally, your team should have two permanent base coaches who do nothing else. These coaches should know the speed of all their players, who can and can't slide, and who is good at stretching a long single into a double. And they should have loud voices that can be heard above a crowd roar. Your base coaches must be able to relay word to the runners immediately if a throw is coming or if a fielder makes an error. It is vitally important that they all use the same hand signals. They can't be shy. They have to yell loudly and be heard above the noise in the field. And they must keep themselves in a position so the base runners can easily see them. If the play is close, they must yell at the runner to run faster. Your base coaches should scout opponents, learning the defensive strengths and weaknesses of the other team. Because the third base coach is often responsible for whether or not a runner scores, he should be your most knowledgeable base coach. When a good third base coach has to make a split-second decision as to whether or not to send a runner home, he will automatically process all these questions with every new batter. How fast can the base runner run? How deep are the fielders playing? Is the wind blowing in or out? Is the glare of the sun a factor? What's the arm strength and throwing accuracy of the fielder involved? What's the arm strength and accuracy of the relay man? Who's on deck? Is he a good hitter? What's the inning? What's the score? How many outs are there? If you can't find two people to volunteer as permanent base coaches and you have to use your team members, have just a few doing all the coaching rather than assign the positions randomly each game with different base coaches all the time. Have you been stopped at third and you pulled up and turned around and saw that the ball was still in the outfield and you could have scored easily? Or worse, have you been waved home and got thrown out by 10 feet or more? This happens when your third base coach is a player who just happens to be available to coach third. I've had third base coaches who just stood there as I was barreling toward third, not giving me any kind of signal at all. And I had one coach who waved his arms in such an obtuse manner that I had no idea whether he was telling me to stop, go, or slide. Make sure your base coaches all use the same signals for sending, sliding, and pulling up easily. The first base coach is responsible for the batter until he reaches second base. He must let the batter know whether or not to go on to second, and after the play, he must remind the runner how many outs there are and what the runner should do next. Some of the things the first base coach might relay to the runner include run when the batter hits the ball, stop on a line drive, go halfway to second on a fly ball, go on to third if the ball has hit the right field and the right fielder has a weak arm. And the coach should remind him if there are runners ahead of him and how fast they are, and remind him to look at the third base coach as he, the runner, approaches second. The third base coach takes over responsibility for the runner when he reaches second. The third base coach has three major responsibilities. Number one, decide whether to stop the runner at second or bring him on to third. Number two, let the runner coming from second know if he should slide into third. And number three, decide whether to send the runner on home if the ball is still in play. If there are runners on first and second, the third base coach handles both of them at once. Once he has sent the lead runner home, he must immediately shift his attention to the next runner, telling him whether to advance, stop, or slide. Some other general rules for base coaches. With two outs, don't make a runner on second go to third if there's a chance he'll be out. It's almost as easy to score from second on a good hit as it is to score from third, so just leave him there and be safe. When an outfielder is running in on a ball, the odds are usually against taking an extra base. When the outfielder is backpedaling or running sideways, the runner has a better chance of advancing safely. Don't take chances when there are no outs. And don't take chances when you're down by several runs in the last inning, because you'll need several more runs anyway, and the runner will score easily if the hits come. And be sure your players in the dugout don't yell instructions to the base runners. There's enough noise on the field already, and your base runners will get confused and lose their concentration if they're getting more than one set of instructions at once. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.